spooky. It's that time of year, Kevin.
So this is an interesting blend here.
Yeah.
I think we're listening to the trailer of Krampus, the movie. It's the trailer theme song.
Oh, here's where it takes the turn.
So it's walking the line of kind of got the holiday theme, but bringing in the spooky.
Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of get tired of Santa's jolliness at times.
Well,
I,
you know, then this segment here will be nice for you.
Okay, I'm kind of holding on to the edge of my seat at the moment after reading a little bit about this guy.
So we've heard about Krampus from The Office with Dwight Schrute, as Shantae bumped in with from the movie. Here in Chicago, there's a haunted house that has a Krampus edition come wintertime. Mm-hmm. And so I got kind of curious, like, what's up with all this Krampus, in pop culture all of a sudden. So we are joined on the phone by Jennifer Bilak. I hope I'm saying that right. Correct me if I'm wrong. She is a freelance journalist, and I found a piece that she put together about a year ago for Smithsonian on the origin of Krampus, and she labels him Europe's evil twist on Santa. Hey, Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you for taking the time. I know, first of all, you're in a beautiful location. I don't know if you want to share that, but we're here in snowy, cold Chicago, so good for you.
Yeah, thanks. I hope you guys are enjoying the snow.
Yeah, well, it's taking a break for now, but it's still cold out. But anyway, I guess to start this off, what kind of sparked the interest for you in Krampus?
Well, I've always kind of been interested in Krampus. I just like the idea that there's a kind of a sinister aspect that accompanies the jolly Christmas time kind of thing.
Yeah. It's an interesting, like, almost yin and yang type concept to it, it seems to me.
Yeah, exactly.
So I had made mention earlier that this, from what I'm reading in your article, I don't know if it originated in Austria or where it exactly originated, but it was obviously not from the United States. But you would think, like, America being the land of immigrants, some sort of idea like this might kind of come with them to America, but it doesn't seem like that necessarily happened. Maybe it just now is starting to catch on. Do you think that's true? And why not?
So, well, you know, I'm not 100% sure why not. I know that it's kind of a pagan tradition that it was more centered in, like, the Germanic area, but when they came over, yeah, it didn't really come with, but just in the past few years, people have kind of gotten really into it and learning about what it is and seeing the, like, really interesting parades that happen in Austria and Germany and things like that. So I think that people are kind of, like, wanting to get in on the fun now, whereas before it was very much we're going to have some super wonderful Christmas spirit and everybody's going to be really happy kind of thing.
Yeah, and, you know, this is Michael, and just – letting you know, Halloween is one of my favorite times of year, and I feel like this is a good mix of Christmas and Halloween. And let me set the stage a little bit for what we have dealing with people who haven't really heard of Krampus. I'm sure that everyone has an idea. I mean, this is kind of a folklore thing, especially we have a really strong German population here in Chicago. But I love the way you described it as a mangled, deranged face with bloodshot eyes tops a furry black body. Giant horns curl up from its head, displaying his half-goat, half-demon lineage. I mean, that alone says Christmas cheer right there. I don't see why that's not on a Coke can, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I think that would really take off here.
Well, can you talk about, I guess, a little bit, Jennifer, his role in... So I know he accompanied St. Nicholas, is that correct?
Yeah, so he comes along with St. Nicholas as he goes around to put candy in the shoes of the good kids on the night of December 5th. He also usually puts the birch twigs in the shoes of the bad kids. Mm-hmm. But Krampus comes with him to steal the bad kids and punish them. So the naughty children get stuffed into Krampus's sack, and he takes them down to his lair, which may or may not be in hell. We're not 100% sure. But there he tortures them or eats them, whatever he feels up to doing that night.
You know, I think that that's very fitting for the millennials of today, to be honest. I think that
yeah, we might need something like that, right?
This is about time. You know, I love the fact that it has these really, like, twisted roots, too, with a religious aspect. I mean, you said that during the 12th century, the Catholic Church attempted to actually banish Krampus celebrations because of its resemblance to the devil. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. That is definitely true. Yeah, so they obviously didn't want the evilness of Krampus to infect their parishioners, I guess. but the 12th century wasn't the only time that they tried to banish it. They tried to get rid of him again in 1934. But people just love it so much and have loved it so much for so long that they kind of were just like, nope, we're gonna keep doing the Krampus celebration.
Yeah, so talk about the celebrations a little bit. Kind of describe those for us.
Yeah, so in Austria, I think they have one of the coolest where people spend, like, years creating these hand-carved wooden masks that look like demons. And then they get maybe a dozen about men to dress up in these really elaborate fursuits with the wooden masks, and they carry cowbells, and they walk down the street, and they chase children and adults, and they like hit them with sticks. And,
oh my God!
And they hit them with sticks, and they get in their face, and they scare them, and it's just to like. Give them, like, make them think, oh, no, I was naughty this year. Krampus is going to come get me. But the theory behind it is that it's an ancient pagan ritual, and they're parading through the streets to disperse winter's ghosts kind of thing.
That's kind of neat. And you mentioned, too, this angle of the story I thought was really interesting. The idea that, so you have these Syrian refugees, you know, that are seeking shelter in places Austria, Germany, things like that. And they, so they were kind of introducing the idea of the Krampus to these refugee children. And how was it received?
Well, it was received pretty well. The articles I read and the pictures I saw, the refugee kids seemed to be having a great time. I think it's a really good idea that they did that, because if you're coming from something terrible and going to this location that's supposed to be like your savior, and all of a sudden there's these demons parading through the middle of the street, like that might be a little concerning. So I think it's great how they handled it.
Man, you know, if there was only a time when we could maybe celebrate this more. I think this would pair very well with our St. Patrick's Day parades and all the other parades, the Krampus parade here in Chicago. Right down Michigan Avenue.
I would attend in a heartbeat. So can you, I guess, touch on the resurgence of it? I don't know if resurgence is the right word, but why it's suddenly gaining popularity here stateside? I know you mentioned, well, obviously, like the movie and the haunted house that I mentioned. There's comic books. There's I'm going to butcher this, but a Krampus. Knocked festival held in Orlando. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, so Krampus has always kind of been there, like lurking in the background for people in the
creepy.
United States. So now he's just really getting more popular. He's kind of like this burst in pop culture, like you said, like I said, with the comic series and the movie and the festival. And so more states around the country and more cities are starting to have Krampus festivals where they're trying either to replicate the parade that's happening in Austria, or they're just trying to, I guess, more bring the idea of Krampus to light so people can see that there is a more macabre aspect to the Christmas season.
Yeah. Did you happen to catch the movie?
I actually didn't, but I really want to.
I didn't either. I for some reason, I think I would enjoy it for its not being good. That's just my instinct.
It kind of reminds me of, like, remember when The Leprechaun came out and everyone kind of got into that whole aspect of it? He's kind of like that kind of character, to be honest. And might I add, I need to make a quick correction. I keep saying that Dwight Schrute was Krampus, but he was Belschnickel. The comic form of Krampus. So he wasn't exactly Krampus.
Same vein, though.
He still hits people, though. So, I mean, I guess it's very fitting and everything like that.
Is there anywhere, I mean, I'm not sure if you're from this area or not, but do you know, like, are there other festivals within Chicagoland area or anything like that, or where somebody could find information like that?
I know in Chicago they have... like a couple people that put together like parties and stuff, and I found the invitations on this weird internet invitation site that I can't remember the name of, but I think if you just search for like Krampus Party Chicago or Krampus Celebration Chicago or something like that, you'd probably be able to find it.
I'm going to have to find that right now and sign up for all my friends and myself. Hey, you know, are there any good aspects of Krampus? Because for all the young kids who are looking towards maybe more of a metal-based Santa Claus, what are some good aspects of Krampus that comes from the folklore or just the person himself?
Well, I think it's got benefits for both the younger and the older population. So for the younger population, it's kind of scaring them straight, I think. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They want to be good because they don't want to be eaten in hell. and for the older generation, I would say that, you know, parents are going to be happy because their kids are acting a little bit better. And otherwise, it's kind of satisfying people's need for a little bit of darkness to make themselves feel, I guess, more rounded, more balanced during Christmas.
There's no other way to ring in the Christmas cheer than with a little Krampus, that's for sure.
You have to have the yin to the yang, you know? You got to have both. But I guess you heard it here, you know, you can't always just worry about not getting gifts or getting a lump of coal. You might have to watch out for Krampus or Krampus. Jennifer, thank you for your time. Where can we find your work?
You can go to my website. It's jenniferbillock.com.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate your time. Enjoy your warm, cozy, beautiful weather that you're in, your kayaking and all that. We're not bitter at all, I promise.
Thanks.